Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Geek Out. I'm your host, Max Harley, and I got some old faces here. Talon?
I resent that. I'm not old, but
You're
yes,
pretty
I'm
old.
Talon.
I think you're older than me. And I got some new faces here, Mason and Luke. Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Yeah.
Doing pretty well.
Awesome. Love to hear it. Welcome to the show. We're going to just geek out about nerdy things that we all love and enjoy, and I'm gonna have Talon start us off here. Lead the way.
Well, okay, yes.
What's spooky and nerdy about this week for you?
I very, very recently got on board a train that has been driving for a very, very long time. I got a vinyl player.
Oh, ooh,
Oh, okay, it's a metaphorical train.
nice. Very
Yes.
Took me a while there, genuinely.
And so I don't have very many records yet, but I did pick up my favorite, one of my favorite albums, which is a Mountain Goats album. And I'll go grab it because I know that no one can see this, but I need to be able to see it so that I remember the title. I'm a terrible fan. It's The Sunset Tree. Look at this gorgeous album for you people
That's
that can see it.
beautiful.
Oh, it's
Yeah,
beautiful.
beautiful sunset.
Classic album
Yes.
art.
Yeah, right? But no, I've recently gotten into vinyl, which has been very exciting for me. I'm able to pick up some albums that are actually first pressings, which means they were actually recorded and mixed physically instead of like digitally.
That's very
Nice.
cool.
Oh,
that'll sound amazing.
yes, they sound much better than the couple albums that I have that are second or third pressings that just don't sound the same. It's interesting. So I'm quickly going to become a record snob and demand that I only possess first pressings and whatnot. So that's.
Fair. I mean, my next question for you is, are you going to get any video game soundtracks?
That is a good question. I don't know yet. I don't know. I don't know if I have a video game that I want the vinyl pressing for, because I usually listen to that, when I'm not having my headphones on and stuff. And using the record player, it's more to sit down and really engage with the music, which I'm enjoying a lot lately.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I have a pretty extensive record collection. I'm not a snob. I've never heard about first or third pressing until you just mentioned it, but
I only know that because I went to a record store and they're like, "This isn't a first pressing, right?" And I'm like, "What? I know
have to
what?"
act like you care, like you know. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
like,
Oh, trash
"Yeah."
if it's not first pressing.
That's what I was doing. I was just like, yeah, first press. I'm with you, but I really have no idea. So that's
Yeah,
pretty cool.
it sounds
Smile and
better,
nod.
right?
I've gotten most of
I
my
think I
records
understand.
from the dump.
Oh,
back where I used to live,
Fair.
they would always have the just kind of a drop-off section of the things that you want to throw out, but that aren't necessarily garbage. So I got about 150 records just from the
Ah,
truck. And
holy
they're
cow.
all bad. So
What's
all
all garbage
the
where they belong?
What's your favorite of your terrible trash
Oh my!
records?
I got I, one of them. I kept. I actually there was some Kenny Loggins in there. Who's the
Dope.
guy that
Okay. Oh,
sings? I can
Kenny
think of the
Loggins.
song. The guy that sings "Hello."
Is
Like,
it
hello?
Lionel
Is it me
Richie?
you're
Play it
looking me
for
you're
me,
looking
Lionel
for?
Richie.
Yeah,
Play it
there
for
was some Lionel Richie on there, which was pretty rad. But
Oh,
my favorite record I've
right
ever gotten, I like movie soundtracks, and I got a Star Wars record, and it has a
on.
hologram on it when the record spins.
Oh,
It's like
that's so
a
cool.
camera. It's like
Wow.
I think it's a TIE fighter. It's pretty rad.
I love
It's pretty
it.
cool.
I'm in
It's
love with
super
that.
cool.
That is another avenue that I need to kind of get into is some video or some movie soundtracks. Oh my God, I can get Howard Shore's stuff from Lord of the Rings. Ooh. Yeah,
That's crazy that you guys.
but as we all know, they have to be first pressings,
They have to be.
otherwise. Obviously.
One other thing that I've been geeking out about is because I finally decided to sit down and watch it all is the latest season of The Expanse. That's something I have to talk about every time it comes around. The new
Yep.
season's out. There's still one more episode that we're waiting on, but I have a problem sitting down and watching one episode at a time because it's not enough. Uh-huh. I need to binge watch an entire season, or what's the point? So yeah, that's kind of it. I've been spending a lot of money on records and spending a lot of time watching The Expanse. So
I will say the only records I own are limited edition Nightmare Before Christmas records, and they have like paintings of the characters on them, and then Super Giant Games records.
Okay.
So I got Pyres, and I'm getting Transistors like in a week.
I mean,
they have a Hades vinyl out?
Oh yeah, they have a full collection vinyl set too, where it has all of them, and I'm like, oh, I want that.
Hades would be a good one to get for sure.
Seriously.
I actually, like, speaking of spending a bunch of money on vinyls, I literally just dropped about $60 on a single vinyl. I ordered a Banjo-Kazooie soundtrack, the Grant Kirkhope. They just barely got them back in stock, and I was like, well, I guess I'll impulse buy that. So that should be coming pretty soon.
It's a good impulse buy.
Yeah, oh, I guess excited. I should note, the first album that I bought was actually from my favorite artist, Jonathan Colton. That's probably not someone anyone here knows, and if you do, you're awesome. But Jonathan Colton sings a lot of nerdy songs. He's the artist that wrote the I'm Still Alive by GLaDOS.
Oh.
Okay. From the Portal games. Yeah, he wrote that song. But I bought his, not latest album, but his latest not cover album called Solid State. Unfortunately, I bought that from his store and through a retailer. So that's going to take a week or two to get here still. So I haven't been able to listen to it, but looking forward to it.
I found it on Spotify. I'm going to listen to that today.
My favorite artist, Jonathan Colton.
Always love new music.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Summon up.
Oh, awesome, yeah. Awesome.
Unless you want me to continue talking. I'm good at that.
I mean, you seem you've talked out, it seems like.
All right, Mason, go ahead and tell us what you're geeking out about. I'll pass the baton.
Yeah. I am super late to the game on this, and slightly embarrassed to bring it up. It's so late, but recently a friend of mine convinced me to join his server in Minecraft. So I have gotten way too invested in a Minecraft server lately. So that's kind of what I've been geeking out about this week.
Oh my gosh, I'm addicted. I built a game for Capstone, as the listeners might know, and my game group for our like team building exercises that we were required to do, we got tired of having to find a place and a time and that stuff, so we just bought a Minecraft server and we played it. And recently we all jumped back on a new server because we lost our old one and we're starting anew. And we're losing our minds. Like we've been playing 8 hours at a time.
It's hard to put down. Like I started, I think, at like 10 o'clock last night, and I looked at the clock and it was 2 a.m. And I was like, how did the time go so quickly?
There's always something else to do. You're like, well,
I gotta finish this room.
Yeah, I wanna put another floor in my house.
Uh-huh.
Just another couple blocks down this vein mine. I know there's a vein of diamond somewhere. I know it.
Diamonds in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm close. I can feel it. Minecraft is incredible, isn't it?
Oh, it's addicting. Terribly right, so.
Yeah. Is this your first time playing? Ever?
Yeah, actually. Like, the past couple weeks, I'm like, dude, I have no idea what I'm doing. You're going to have to teach me every little thing. But haven't gotten into survival yet, but we're just kind of building stuff for the sake of building right now. So that's been.
That's fair. That's easy. Fun. That's the best way to learn. You're playing Java Edition, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so he's loaded it up with a bunch of mods and all that stuff that goes over my head. But
the mods are so fun.
There's some good ones out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know it without the mods, so once those are gone, I'm not going to know what to do with myself, probably.
Luke, you've been oddly silent about this Minecraft.
Minecraft scares me. I've always been too afraid because I've played a little bit of it, and it's so addicting that I'm too afraid to get sucked in. So I'll pick it up for a little bit, but then I don't want to get too deep, you know?
No, that's entirely fair. It's entirely your own making, so it's very easy to put 2 hours into it, but then also put 200 hours into it.
So, oh, yeah.
Yep.
It was I came from a rich school base, and I am only saying this because we all got laptops by high school, like given to us by the school. number one thing was pirating Minecraft, and someone had it on a USB drive, and it spread like a virus across everyone's computer. Wow. And the district was trying to figure out ways how we can, like, look at the kids' screens at the same time and, like, make sure they're not playing games in class and that stuff. And it always failed, and they ended up just not caring. And it's like, yeah, if they play games in class, they'll learn that, like, oh, I failed this class and I can't graduate. That sucks. Mm-hmm. But, hopefully. Like, it just was everywhere in high school. I remember playing Minecraft before there were even zombies added to it.
Yeah.
I'm an old Minecrafter.
I picked up Minecraft about a year after it came out. So there was no craft book. Like, you had to physically place everything in when you were crafting to make things the right way.
You have a wiki open.
Yeah, none of the... There were so many things that weren't in the game at that point. Or you just have to experiment, place stuff in the thing and hope it comes, turns into something. But yeah. I didn't play for probably 7 or 8 years, which is wild to think that the game's been around for that long. But
And they're still updating.
When did it first come out? When
still updating.
When was the Minecraft origin?
Oh, that's a good
idea.
That is a wonderful question.
Because I remember seeing it when I was in like the 9th grade in high school, and I would be messing around because it was the same in my high school. We all had laptops, and it was a cancer that spread.
2011.
2011.
2011. It's 19 years old. No, yep. 20 years old.
20 years. No, mm-hmm.
2011.
2011. 2011.
My man's living in 2021.
I've been inside it's too long.
It's weird to think that came out like at the same time as Skyrim. Didn't that come out in 11?
Oh my gosh, did it?
Yeah, Skyrim was on 11/11/11. How can you forget that?
Well, that's right. Oh my word.
Oh, man.
I don't like that that's a decade ago.
Right?
I'm uncomfortable with that information.
No exactly. Kidding.
Dude, it's weird to think that Minecraft's 10 years old. And it's also, because I remember, like I said, I played it before zombies were in it, and I'm playing it now, and they've updated so many things in there. Like, there's a whole water biome now that you could actually explore. They actually did stuff with the, like, water. They added 2 biomes to the Nether and, like, threw a bunch of different things in there and fortresses. And I'm like, oh, this is fun to explore now. And the next update, they're adding different cave biomes. So it's not just all caves down there. And I'm just, like... I will never stop playing this game, I think. I might be playing it in a retirement home when I'm dying.
That's actually
keep
a good
your mind active. It'll be good.
Exactly.
Mason, what is your favorite biome so far? I imagine you haven't seen all of them yet. It takes a long time. But
yeah. Well, first off, with the Nether, I walked through a portal to the Nether, saw what was in there, and I noped my way right back out of there.
Yep. Wise decision. That's
probably just like... Just I'm not quite sure if this is even the right term, but just like the caves area where I happened to build my house that's massive because I didn't realize how big I was building it. Right underneath of it is the biggest cave I've ever seen, and I got so lost in it the first time I played, I just had to finally dig my way straight up to try to get out.
Make your stairway.
Yeah, exactly.
The best is when you run out of tools and you have to punch your way out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, that happened to one of my friends last night. But it's so fun. I can't wait for the new update. They're adding another ore and amethyst in it, and I'm just like, love it.
Welcome to the fandom, Mason.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I will also say this. Minecraft probably has the single most wholesome fandom in existence. I you know, you play other games, if you like join servers or anything, and there's, you know, usually that undertone of toxicity, you know, negative experiences, but I don't think I've ever had a negative experience playing Minecraft unless it was my friend just being an asshole and, you know, blowing up your house.
I made it through Modern Warfare too. I think I can get through anything.
Yeah,
there
right?
you go.
Those
there
are so
go.
Toxic, man.
So,
gosh, I remember just jumping into Modern Warfare 2 matches, and the first thing I did was like mute.
Exactly.
Yep, I want to hear them.
anyone have a mic? Anyone mic?
Immediately mutes him.
All right, Luke, what are you geeking out about?
I don't know if geeking out's the right term, but I guess I've been spending a lot of time playing Super Mario Maker 2, which I hate and love at the same time.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's just hot garbage all the time, but it's so fun to play. And so
What is all this creativity going on here?
Wait,
are you building or are you just playing?
I've just been playing. I got the first Super Mario Maker when it came out, and I was super excited about it. And what some of the most fun I've ever had playing video games was I'd spent a lot of time making. But with Super Mario Maker 2, I've spent no time creating levels and only playing just the endless challenges just because they're so ridiculously fun. But they're also, again, the worst, like the worst things in the entire world.
I hate all of the lies they can tell you.
Oh, yeah. I've been bamboozled more times than I care to admit.
All the Kaizo blocks and just falling to my death right before the flag. And
yep.
Yeah, Super Mario Maker 2 is like whenever I'm turning on like a Twitch stream in the background to like do homework or whatever, I always turn on a Mario Maker 2 stream.
I feel the same way.
And then I get distracted.
If there's ever a game to rage quit, that's it.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's such perfect garbage.
Yeah.
Right. Funny story about rage quitting in that game. I suggested that game to my friend because he was dealing with the Wii U in college. I went over to hang out with him and he threw the game at me and said, "Why did you suggest this?" He was just so mad at it.
Yeah, it sucks, but I love it to death. I can't stop playing it.
I need to pick that one back up.
Yeah, it's a good time suck too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely is. So I've been geeking out over that, and I've also recently been geeking out over the Lord of the Rings books. I watched all the movies again. I've seen them obviously a bunch of times, but I picked up the books recently because I've never read them before, and they're blowing my mind. The detail, the world building is unbelievable.
Tolkien is an incredible writer.
Yeah, he's something else. He's a god amongst men.
Yes.
I'm a terrible human being, and I have never seen a Lord of the Rings movie.
I was about to say, I've never
I don't
read
know how I missed
I've seen the first two.
I missed them. I think I got an hour in and something distracted me and I just never finished it.
They are very long.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm going to watch Lord of the Rings today. It's like, okay, this Saturday we're watching Lord of the Rings.
It's a calendar. It's a plan.
Yeah.
That's your day.
That's the day. It's an event. Yeah.
I got all of them in extended editions for Christmas 5 years ago because I was like, I need to finally watch these and not see them as I'm scrolling through TV and that stuff and catch the middle bits. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool, I got them for Christmas. I'm going to watch one right now. And I realized oh man, this is disc one and it's already midnight. Uh-oh. Yeah. I haven't even played my video games.
My first experience with Lord of the Rings was the extended editions. And then I went home because I was visiting my family in Montana. I went home, was like, these are amazing. I want to watch them again. Did not know that I was watching the extended editions and promptly turned to furious rage when I found out that there was stuff missing from my copies of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that'd be hot. That'd be rough.
Yeah. So that was very upsetting. Obviously, I now have several different copies of it. I have them on DVD and Blu-ray now. So, all of the...
Covered all the bases.
Yeah, right? And read the books. My aunt and uncles were very cruel for getting me into that nerddom of Lord of the Rings. I spent a lot of time there.
It's a good place to be.
So, absolutely.
I think it is.
And they are very good books. I think that, am I going all funky?
Nope, you're good.
I'm good? Okay. My screen froze, I'm sorry. I think that the third book is probably my favorite. So I don't think you're there yet, are you, Luke?
No, I'm still making my way through the first one.
And by third book, I do mean the fifth and sixth book.
Yeah.
Because technically they're two books in each of the main titles. So, but yeah, we can discuss that more when you're done with all the books and
yeah, sure, I'll bring it up. Lots.
Geek out about
educate me and Mason about it.
You'll have them done by next week, right? They're not that big of books.
Yeah, they're casual read.
And there's certainly no really slow dry parts at all.
You can just really finish it on the tracks ride up to school.
Exactly. I mean, I might finish tonight if I have 20 minutes, but we'll see.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Oh boy, is it my turn? Oh, I shoot. So. Oh, no.
Have you had time to think about what it is that you were supposed to geek out about?
Yeah. I guess I bought myself, you know, those metalwork sets where it's like a model that you build out of metal and it's bendy and that stuff. I've had two of those in my filing cabinet, and it's a TIE fighter and an X-wing. I've been too scared to open them because I'm bad at, like, I have sausage fingers and I'm bad at bending things. I don't want it to look all janky and awful and that stuff. So I bought another one that's a Y-wing, and I bought the tools for it that they suggested.
There you go.
What I found out, though, is that these parts are smaller than my fingernails.
Oh, my word.
And I'm just like, how? And they're like, bend it 8 different ways, like an origami piece into a box. And I was like, what?
I have the Millennium Falcon.
This is microscopic.
And the Millennium Falcon has a lot of round parts on it.
Yeah,
everything is shipped to you perfectly flat. You get a perfectly flat sheet of metal, and there's like 30 folds to get it to bend around all of the way. I don't have the patience, and I also have sausage fingers, and I do not have the little tiny tools to put them together.
The tools aren't tiny either, though.
They're not.
But they do help. I will say they do help. But yeah, I'm messing around with that in a lot of my spare time, and I will say I do enjoy it. It is kind of slow and fun, and I appreciate like the detail they put into it. I don't know if I'm going to buy more of them. I am tempted, but I want to see how the TIE Fighter and X-Wing turns out before, because like if I'm going to buy a model, I want it to be very nice to put on my shelves. So,
right.
But yeah, models and stuff. I love them, and I'm like, man, can I buy these pre-made?
Yeah, I really love the idea of a finished model on my shelf, but right. I don't think I'm going to spend the time to bend the metal.
Right.
Go ahead, Mason.
I was just going to say, have you seen the PVC figures that First Four Figures does?
I have not.
No.
They do all sorts of different IP. They do things from, I've seen Final Fantasy, Zelda, tons of different things. But much like Luke, I'd rather have a finished product because knowing me, right. I would mess up something. So I bought, they take forever to ship because they come from China, but I ordered a finished Majora's Mask model.
Oh, that's cool.
So hopefully that'll come in the next few weeks. But yeah, awesome. I don't see myself ever messing with the metalworks. I too have sausage fingers and could not
as
handle
you'll
messing
never guessed,
up. And...
But I also have sausage fingers.
Oh no!
Look at us.
Oh, none of us will ever be surgeons.
Nope.
I will say though, with the modeling kits, the metal ones look nice, but they're not like as we all know, as we all have these sausage fingers. I did get a kit in a loot gaming crate that was like delayed because Nintendo didn't want them to send it out with the Metroid merch in it, which is the whole reason I got it, because that's when they were like realizing, oh, we have to delay that game, and they felt bad. But it came with a wooden D.Va mech model, and that was actually way easy and way more fun because it was no bending. It was like a puzzle piece in 3 dimensions.
That's cool. I like that.
Super cool. And it's really easy to paint. I haven't painted it because I really like the wood look, but like they showed a painted model in all the different like variations of colors, and I was like, that's nice. I like wooden models.
I was going to say, I'm very massively into Dungeons & Dragons and other tabletop RPGs. And the one thing that I have, like the part of that world that I've avoided is figurines. Because I do not have the time and or patience to sit down, put them together, and paint them. So I typically have one of my friends do it all for me.
There you go.
That's a smart way to do it.
Right? So Max, what you need to do is find a friend who's also really good at putting that stuff together. And be like, hey, I know you love doing this.
I mean, I already got one. He's the one that got me into Warhammer, so he's already in the game.
Yeah, right? See, it's like, I know you love doing this. You want to do this one, but then give it back to me?
Yeah. I'll pay you in lunch.
Yeah. I'll make you popular on Instagram. That's
there you go. But yeah,
pay,
I've been
pay artists and creators, everyone. Pay artists and creators.
Always, always do that. I paid my partners an artist, and I wanted a new Twitter profile, and I paid them in their favorite cookies, which was equal to the rate that they would be charged for anyways. They seem to appreciate it, but if they want cash, they can always yell at me to give them cash. But yeah, I've been messing around with that in my free time, but otherwise, I work in the 3D print lab and VR, as I've said before, and we're actually getting ready to move because they're renovating that area. And so we're trying to figure out, since we set it all up to be digital and wireless and no and hands-free and everything, we're trying to figure out how we can move it without shutting the whole thing down, which is very entertaining. Because I'm not a computer scientist by any means of the word, but my boss and my coworker are, and they set up the whole mothership computer and everything. And I'm just sitting there listening to them talk about it, and every once in a while I'll chime in, and they'll just be like, sure. And they continue the conversation elsewhere. And I'm like, yep, I don't know what I'm talking about. Cool.
It sounds great.
Just like, cool, great. I'll just move the printers when you tell me to. Aye, Cap.
Right.
But yeah, I've been more and more trying to get my I bought a resin printer, but this space I live in is too small for it, and I've been trying to think of a place to use it, because every day I'm like, I want to print with it more. I want to try again, because the first time I tried I failed. I'm like, I want to keep doing it, because I want to print these minifigs that I've had from these Humble Bundles and that stuff. I'm just trying to figure that out, but then I'm just like, I'll wait a year. It's fine.
For everyone listening, Max has actually printed a whole bunch of really cool stuff. You've printed the hero from this is gonna be awful. The bug game where you're a bug with a needle for
Hollow Knight.
Oh, Hollow Knight. Yeah.
I just call it the bug game too. You're
good. Yeah,
the bug one.
Honestly, that's accurate.
You kill bugs.
I genuinely had no idea. It was like a Bug's Life Disney movie. Like,
that's where I went to.
The Bug's Life. Like,
okay.
Yeah,
the license. Done.
I'm sorry for everyone that I just offended by not knowing Hollow Knight.
You have to just play it again. That's your punishment.
Yeah, there you go.
And you've printed a gun too from your game, the game that you designed, right?
No, my game's a sword game, not a gun game. I am printing that life size.
The sword has a grappling hook on it, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm not an engineer to figure that out.
Well, okay, never mind. Yeah, Max, I will say, yeah, he's not actually putting a grappling hook on his 3D printed sword. So.
You're right. I did 3D print the gun from. Oh no, I don't know the game. Control. There we go. It comes from Control. I 3D printed that. I bought the model for like $8 off Etsy. I was like, heck yeah, I'll take those free STLs. Not free, but $8 STLs. 3D printed that. Turned out pretty nice. I need to sand and paint it, but yeah, I just 3D print a lot of stuff. I 3D printed like 30 Hollow Knights because my boss was like, we got new printers. Test them out. And I was like, all right. Here, Hollow Knight army, go.
Right? I ended up with one of those. It's on my shelf. Yep. I'm very happy with it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't know the title of the game.
I need to print more stuff there because I have some filament that I've been needing to print more stuff. I printed, I 3D modeled my own hoodie face from Owl House, and I've been printing that, and I printed it at the max bed size in bronze, and so it's like the size of my actual face. You ever seen Owl House? It's a cute animation show on Disney Plus, and it's really sweet and wholesome, but also like has a lot of great action and fantastic animation, honestly. And the hoodie's just a weird character that we love in this house.
I know that the 3D printers at the library at the University of Utah also let anyone can come and use them, right?
Oh yeah, if you're a university student or related to the university at all, or currently active in the university, I guess I should say, it's completely free to use. And like, we're setting up tutorials and all that online. And this probably won't happen until we're done with quarantining and we can have in-person classes again, but I'm in charge of creating a Canvas course for that section as well. And so no matter what you use, Fusion, Maya, Rhino, Tinkercad, whatever, we'll have a lesson plan for you, so that way you're not going in blind and you can actually like learn and not make as many mistakes as we did. Because the way we started this program and the reason we know so much is because our boss was like, oh, you want to be hired? Cool. Here you go. Just print something. That's when I got hired. He was just like, go print something. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing though. What if I break? And he's like, good. that's what customers are experiencing. Go try it and print it, and if it fails, figure it out. And I was like, okay.
Well, so, all right, I'll try.
Yeah, right. And so now I'm just creating lessons plans off those, so that way we don't have like some of the big errors, like don't touch the nozzle when it's 200 degrees Celsius. Like, that's a bad idea. But yeah, what? Just yeah. The normal for me, 3D printing and building models and projects and whatnot. I have to repair that helmet back there. It's an airsoft helmet that looks like Star-Lord's helmet that my friend got me. The padding fell out, so I just have to glue it back in.
Max,
but yeah,
spends a lot of time as a maker.
Yeah.
So
it's my dream. Have my own little shed and have my... Oh, dude, I'll know I've made it when I have a saw table. I don't even know the right name for it. But a table saw. There we go. I just flipped the words. A table saw. When I have my own table saw set up, I'll know. I've been like, I made it. This is the dream.
What you have to do is get Adam Savage's attention so that you can go on something like Savage Build or something like that.
That would be great. I actually need to tweet at him because I have a piece of acrylic that I need to cut for the life-size sword, and Lassan's laser cutter is nowhere close to being the right size. So it's going to have to be by hand, and I'm going to try to tweet at him and be like, this is the acrylic, this is the shape. What tool should I use?
How do I do this?
Because I have two in mind, but they're very expensive, and I don't want to buy the wrong one.
Man, I don't have... Yeah, I'm always jealous when people are able to just make things, even though I myself have made things, but I don't know. It's just so much cooler when other people do it for some reason. So
I'm just jealous and can't create anything to save my life, so...
Well, that'll change with Minecraft, trust me.
Yeah,
I know, I'm learning. Minecraft.
You're building buildings and...
I will say I am pretty impressed with what I've been working on at the moment. Like, I'm kind of shocked at how good it looks, because I normally am terrible at that sort of thing.
Have you started messing around with the redstone yet?
Oh, God.
No.
Redstone is fun. You can make you can make secret doors into your building. You can make floors move around.
Oh, man.
That's where I spent all my time, was messing around with redstone.
I'll have to take a look at it.
I was a computer science major up until the very end of last semester, and now I'm an English major. So, I mean, they're parallels. Yeah. So yeah, now I'm getting a BS English degree. A BS, Bachelor's of Science
degree. Good thing to learn. I do have a bunch of these worms on the string. I will say one more thing I'm making. I just remembered this project. For Halloween, I decorated our house, but I wanted to do it like cheaply. So I just bought a black light, orange light, and purple light in our lamp area, for our lamp in our main room. And then I just bought... you can get 300 worms on the string for $5 on Amazon. So I did that and then just hung them up in the living room. Just like covered the living room ceiling with them.
The worm, you guys know what the worms on the string are, right?
Yes.
I don't. I'm imagining like bait for fishing line. What is this?
Honestly, yeah, kind of.
I know what
that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
You'll see. They're it's little, like a little fair toy.
Yeah, they're little fuzzy worms with two little eyes. They used to have like commercials for them.
Wait, is that the thing with like the invisible string?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my word. I used to have one of those. I didn't know that's what it was called, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Right? You think it's a funner name. It's like, no, it's just a worm on a string.
It's, yeah.
So what did you do with them after Halloween? Are they just still chilling in your house?
Yeah, I just have them in a packet. Like I have a, it's an old, like my grandma, I'm the millennial, right? Where you get something, you're like, this is good condition. Like she bought me a bunch of underwear and they came in those plastic bags. And I was like, with a zipper. And I'm like, oh, this is good condition. I could use this for something. I ended up putting all the worms in the string in that. And I have a bunch of like spare earring parts. And I was going to make a bunch of earrings for people. So they could have worm on the string earrings. that's just the other project I'm working on.
You should try to make a full suit out of worms.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd have to contact my friend. She actually went to school for that and graduated. So she did the costume design for that Netflix documentary, the internet one. What's it called?
The Social Dilemma.
Nope, you lost me.
Dilemma? Is it not the Social Dilemma?
Social Dilemma. Yeah. The Social Dilemma. She worked on that. Really so cool. I'll just contact her and be like, yo, can we make a suit out of worms on the string? What do I need and how much do I owe you?
You can, but should you?
Next time on Geek Out, we're all going to talk about how Max made a worm on a string suit.
Oh, dude. Yeah, exactly. Like a full-on like suit with a tie and everything. I'll be David S. Pumpkin, but with worms on a string.
You just have to make sure the podcast has a video that time.
Yeah, there you go. I'll go to the epics with that.
Yes, perfect. Exactly.
Which will be better than last time I went to the epics, which was a t-shirt and shorts.
Yes. If we have a physical award ceremony, which we probably won't, it'll be digital, but you can still attend looking suave, right?
Exactly.
Suave top.
Exactly.
Boxer bottom.
Mm-hmm. That's how we roll.
I will note that I am wearing pants for this. Okay, I am wearing pants.
Can I see a raise of hands of who thought he wasn't for a second? Yeah, exactly.
All right. You want to wrap us up, Max?
Yeah, let's end on that now. Okay, thank God. Talon's wearing pants. We're good to go. But this has been Geek Out. Thank you guys for listening, and hope to see you guys next week. And
Geek Out.